City Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. This is the Lowest Class Brats. Alright everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. That was the Lower Class Brats. So thanks for tuning in this Friday night. As always, we appreciate it. And when I say we, of course, I'm the only one here, but you know, the Pogo crew. We deeply appreciate you listening to the show, and we love the response. We've been telling you guys got to give us some follows, you got to give us some comments, and we've been getting them. So thanks a bunch, and keep them coming, and we appreciate it. All right, now at the end of last week's show, I had to fucking cut it off a little bit early to go play in the snow. And right before we got out of here, I was going to play The Dwarves and Trailer Trash, and I didn't have the time, so hear it is now.
Trailer trash, falling angel of the underclass. Teenage driver with a perfect ass. Yeah, she moved in fast on me. When we first met, she was puffing on a cigarette. That demented junkyard Juliet with Tourette's of my dreams. The bleached blonde hair and missing teeth cannot hide what's underneath. That nymphomanic thief who stole my heart. The scent of bunions on her breath when she was all spun out on meth. I knew she'd be the death. Sucked a golf ball through a garden hose. Two legs bragging how they never close in a gutter rosary. What could I do? I got stuck on her just like the glue. She'd been humping since the age of two. Now my lonely nights were through. Then that tornado ripped through town, turned the whole world upside down. She vanished in a flash with my credit cards and stash. Now I'm left here with this rash. Yeah, and I'm sifting through the ash for my tragic trailer trash.
Mm-hmm.
That was The Doors. This next one is Choking Victim.
Born to die, and you get to sit and watch your TV sit. Believe the lies for your eyes. Credit cards and apple pie. 50 stars to blind your eyes. 13 stripes to hypnotize. Free thought is gone. You'll never see. You're just a boy. You'll die tomorrow, but today your empty dreams just fade away. Evaporate, dissolve the hate while you survive and wait until a lifeless fade. Your stupid life just piddled on. You sleep for others and then you're gone. I just can't escape the lying moment. We were born, we'll die in such an ugly sight. We have no rights. We have no future. No reasons why. The freedom in my thought. The weak sense of autonomy. When I'm flipping in my squad. That empty void was never filled. But the dreams of others you have killed. You justify what linger on. Don't you know that dreams don't die the day you're born? We have no God. There's only
to make the truth and lies, the freedom dies, the mind is numb, the spirit breaks, all our rights. It kills our future.
SZA and the rest of the pack from Choking Victim for that crusty fucker, Josh. All right, now, Sean Bedlam was trying to come over tonight. And, you know, Jessica leaving her with the kids and fucking, you know. So we couldn't make it over because we didn't really have a babysitter. So Jessica has to be the babysitter. And meeting up with Sean tomorrow. Gonna be taking him and his kid. Well, he's taking his kid. We're meeting up at Bounce U, what we were telling you guys about last week. Now, another thing we were telling you guys about last week was this fucking rehearsal demo live in the studio tape that I have of Blanks with the bass player from AFI before Tim was in the band. Now, right before I was on here, I was just chopping it up a little, mixing it a little bit better, you know, trying to get a better quality than what I gave you guys last week, and, you know, had to cut back that highs, them highs a little on the board. I mean, that fucking tapes in general, they hiss like a motherfucker. Same thing, anytime we play a fucking record on here, we got to turn back the highs like a motherfucker, up the lows, and that's what I was doing. Now, I don't know, I'm going to say I went through 5 or 6 songs. I mean, we had the one track that nobody seems to know the name of. And I went through Sick, Automatic, Police Attack, and Spirit of 77. Now, Spirit of 77, the first song Blanks ever wrote. Now, have it on that tape. Just mixed it. This is the classic version coming off the first full-length on Radical Records. Killer Blanks, Spirit of 77. Blank 77. All right. Now, why don't we stick, you know, like we like to do, hanging out in Jersey, and we're going to do a little East Coast 90s blocks. You know, we just had fucking Blanks. Now we're going to hit it up with the Oi Scouts. Then we're going to hit up the Casualties. Then I think we're going to go a little bit more old school. We're going to go with some old school UK shit after that. I'm talking the Addicts, GBH, and Cock Spar. So let's get the rest of this awesome show moving with the Oi Scouts, who recently returning from their voyage across the country with Corrupted Youth. A lot of good shows on that tour. So if you were lucky enough to make it out, here's the Oi Scouts with Oi Punks.
Don't you like your brainwashed?
From the Oi Scouts to the Casualties. City Radio. Now that was coming off the first 7-inch 40-ounce Casualty, and singing vocals on that track is Colin. Now no one from that recording in the band. No one. Now for the longest time only George the singer was, but now they got Dave on vocals, you know what I mean? I guess Jake being the longest tenured member now, guys going strong from what I hear. A lot of good talk about Dave being the front man. Now, we were at the last show with George, the whole Pogo crew, a Blanks and Casualties show down in Newark at QXT's. So got some cool pictures from that show. Actually got pictures developed. Pictures developed came in the mail like last week or some shit from that show. So, yeah, there you go. All right, so that was our little 90s East Coast block. So let's kick it with some old school UK, The Addicts, and Viva La Revolution.
Come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters and lights to kill. Now with the bandits, stop on the hill. Open your windows, open your doors, open your minds to a freedom of thought. Cask, this revolution won't be the last.
Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution.
Thank you. open your minds to a freedom of thought. That's in the streets and the carnival. Celebrate the victory now. Drink the wine from the rich man's cash. This revolution won't be the last.
Drink the
That was The Addicts on Pogo City Radio. Now, fun little fact, we were just talking about Jake and the Casualties. Tim from Blanks is the one who drove Jake from the Casualties to his audition for the Casualties, and he said Jake was only 13 years old. All right, but let's stick out in the UK with some Charge, Grievance, Bodily Harm, and Sick Boy. That was GBH on. Colin and the boys still at it and on the road. As well as these guys, Coxbar with Take Them All.
We worked our way up from East End pubs to gigs and backstage passes, Xboxing champs, West End clubs, Americans in dark glasses, driving 10 great cars, drinking hotel bars, even making money in bed. They wouldn't be no loss, they ain't worth a toss. It's about time they all dropped dead. Take them all, put them up against the wall and shoot them. Short and tall, watch them fall. Come on, boys, take them all. Well, tough shit, boys, it weren't our fault. Your record didn't make it. We
We made you dance, you made your chance, but you didn't take it. Well, I gotta go, make another deal, sign another group for the company. I don't suppose we'll ever meet again. You better get back to the factory.
Take them all, put them up against the wall and shoot them, show them tall, watch them fall.
Coxbar coming off one of my favorite albums in general, Shock Troops. All right, now we just got a few more minutes in this first issue of Pogo City Radio. Now we will be hitting up that Dropkick and Agnostic Front show on Monday, the week of St. Patrick's Week, we'll call it. St. Patrick's Week. Show. So we're going to be, I believe, crashing at my house afterwards. So Tuesday, I'll probably have to wake up that hungover fuck Josh and the always lovely in the morning rude girl Jessica. And maybe we get the Pogo crew on here to do a Pogo City for all you motherfuckers. Now, Mr. I'm Buying a House, Sean, will be at work. And, not going to the show or on the Pogo show, but hopefully next weekend. We don't got any shows going on next weekend, so hopefully we can get everybody here. The week after that is Kendra's memorial service going down on the Bowery. Yeah, Bowery Electric. Fucking Blanks and Les from the Stitches. It's going to be a good time. Free show. So head out there on the 24th. That's it, March 24th. All right, well, we got two more for you guys. Going to be coming back over to the States. Going to do two bands who at one time had a shared drummer, that being the Misfits and Black Flag, and Robo being the common link between them. Here's Black Flag with Rise Above on Pogo City Radio.
Try to stop. stop us, but it's no use. We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use. We're born with a chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. I am gonna have my chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. We are born with a chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. And I am gonna have my chance. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use. Rise above, rise above. Rise above, we're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above.
That was Henry Rollins with Black Flag coming off of the Damage album. Now, a lot of controversy legally with that album, with Black Flag as a whole, always, because they were basically suckered into a record contract of like a major record contract, like the Who was on the same label, and the label basically wasn't, they were going under and they weren't trying to put out money for the artists, and Black Flag was an excuse for them of a record that they didn't think would sell. They could slap onto the market and say the label was still active and they didn't owe anybody any compensation. And then basically Black Flag lost their name because of it. And that's why if you buy like the greatest hits or rarities album, whatever you want to call it, Everything Went Black, if you look at that, it doesn't say Black Flag on it. It says Everything Went Black, like that's the band, hyphen Everything Went Black, like it's a self-titled album. That was, they actually ended up still getting sued for that because they didn't have the rights to use the Black Flag name, so they tried to name it that way, still wasn't good enough, got sued. So yeah, also the reason why Black Flag put out four albums in 1 year. See, now just looking at from like, I don't know, any kind of, I don't want to say from a business standpoint, but just the fact of I'm making something and I want people to hear it, it's never good to release so many releases that close back to back to back, in my opinion, at least nowadays, because nobody's going to buy them. You know what I mean? Like, you got to give people a chance to get your music and listen to your music and enjoy it. But they had so many lineup changes and they had so much material because so many years went by with all this legal bullshit. When they could finally release albums again, they had so much material, and that's when you're seeing albums like fucking, I don't know what, like My War, Family Man, I want to say Kira's got the 10.5 inch, and whatever the fucking fourth album was. Now, I do like the My War album a decent amount, but I kind of lose interest after that. Black Flag kind of goes off into a different direction, and Henry Rollins would be yelling and saying, I'm putting him in a box, and punk rockers are fucking close-minded, and blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. You can do whatever you want. I'm just saying the older shit was better. Even the older shit with Henry. I'm not talking shit on Henry, but just once you get past Damage and Some of My War, it really, really starts getting off the walls a bit. Now, I don't know. Why don't we get out of here with this next one, the last song? And as I said, Robo, the common link between these bands. Here's the last song, The Misfits with A Last Caress. Pogo City, motherfucking radio.